Blog Talk Radio.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? Is it a cool breeze on a scorching day? Or a cozy corner on a cold night? That every room of the house is as inviting as the next. And the air is fresh and clean for everyone. That humidity is where it belongs. At Carrier, comfort means more than just the temperature. And the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable, however you define it.
This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the ONE host show, and I'm Lena Blue with Awakening the Goddess. Welcome. On the air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm really excited to go on this spiritual journey with you, and I hope you are too. So let's get started. Our topic tonight is we have an interview with Kathy Gittleman featuring our discussion on meditation for reducing stress. Our quote for this evening is, unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all the forms of fear. A poem is breathe. Stress hooks its claws into the brain, creating false truths and unrealities. To confuse assault to breaking point, there's no refuge in the past or future. The only answer, breathe. When thoughts spiral out of control, like a jet plane on a fatal collision course, there's no respite, no saving grace. But when sleep comes, a vain destination, look to a place of salvation. Breathe. Anxiety can build and surge in an overwhelming, rational ideas and calm. Depression throws its hooks into the mind and drags thoughts into the mud. The perfect antidote? Breathe. Focus not on the unchangeable past or the unknown mist of the future, but on the now, the moment, your breath. Let it calm, let it bring the calm that desperately is needed. The final answer, breathe, by Austere Dumfries. Please call in at 516, press 1 to join, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Awakening the Goddess family, we are in for a special treat tonight. This evening we have the immense pleasure of having Kathy Gittleman, who has come to share her vast knowledge and experience in the area of meditation. Here's a bit more about Kathy before I bring her on. Kathy is the founder and CEO of Stressless. Kathy spent the first part of her career as a creative arts therapist and outpatient partial hospital program director, working with children, adolescents, adults, and seniors, ranging from the worried well to the severely emotionally disturbed and autistic individuals. After her children were born, she saw firsthand as a parent and preschool teacher the pace, restrictions, sacrifices, and life choices that women and families make. She created a class for moms teaching meditation, mindfulness, and progressive muscle relaxation in 2004 at the YMCA and in private and small groups. Later, contributing to her unique approach and perspective to the emotional support team of the Perkiomen Valley Middle School EATS since 2008, Kathy has honed her skills helping students and family members give voice to their anxiety, then learn to manage it. Kathy's currently moderates Stressless sessions in person with various audiences, including educators, and during the COVID-19 pandemic, online via Zoom and Google Meet platforms. She also has created specific content to help adolescents and adults facilitate meditation and mindfulness in their daily lives. Kathy earned her Master's of Arts degree in Dance and Movement Therapy from Goucher College in Townsend, Maryland, and her Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from Lock Haven University, Lock Haven, PA. She has also earned a postgraduate certificate in Applied Mindfulness from Westchester University of Pennsylvania. Welcome, Kathleen. Kathy, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Lena?
I
can you
am
hear
wonderful.
Me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I'm really glad that we finally got together and you came on to the show. We're just so happy to have you tonight.
I really appreciate you having this podcast and inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity. It's really great. And I loved the poems and all of the words that you said before you started the whole thing. I would love to have a copy of that poem that you read. It was beautiful.
Absolutely. I'll certainly send it to you. And I just want to share with the audience how we met. I met Kathy by attending her Stressless for Women workshop, of course. But what's funny is we're local to each other, and we're kind of like in each other's backyards. And I met her in my backyard because of where her class in person is located. I can literally walk through my backyard to get to class. So, and I was, immensely impressed with what, Kathy is doing and what she's exposed me to personally over at the Empowering You Wellness Center. So I definitely wanted to let everyone know about all the good things you're doing out there, Kathy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor to have the groups, and I really miss them being in person, but we are making do with Zoom for the time being. So,
yes.
We'll
and did you know that? Sorry. Did you know that this Awareness Month?
Really? I did not know that.
Yes.
April?
Yes. April is Stress Awareness Month.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a whole month dedicated to, this topic of managing stress, but it looks like it's been around for a while, so I just thought I would mention that, something to, pay attention to, put on my radar at least.
Yes.
So let's move on.
Well, we should do something special next April.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll make this an annual thing. All right.
Yeah, that would be great.
So let's start off our questions, and let's just talk a little bit more about you, and then we'll get more into the class that you teach. So what led you to first start practicing meditation, on a personal level? How did you get into it?
Well, that was a long time ago. In graduate school, I was a psych major and a dancer, and I was studying dance therapy, which is expressing yourself in movement, like music or art or movement. So that's where the original body-mind connection that I learned about then is what started getting me interested in, how our bodies and our minds interact, whether it be positive or negative, because it can go both ways, with that combination of whether it's your mind that's affecting your body that's affecting your mind. That's where I originally started putting the two together in things like yoga and meditation.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that progression. So what does meditation mean to you? Like, what impact has it had on your life?
Well, it's funny. It has had a tremendous impact in my life over the last 30-some years. I haven't always been on a straight path of formal meditation. There's a difference between doing a formal meditation practice and being mindful and aware in the moment. So there's a difference between mindfulness and meditation. So the body-mind connection allows us to be aware more, you know, and be mindful during the day as you're going about your day and you're washing the dishes. Oh, the soap feels really nice on my hands. That's being mindful, being aware of what you're doing in the moment, or just what is happening in the moment. And dance therapy lends itself to that. I actually did not start a formal meditation practice until about 2004, when I started my women's group. Used to be called, by the way, Lena, my women's group used to be called Sister Moon, which, in looking at your title, I was like, oh, my kindred spirit, Awakening the Goddess and Sister Moon.
Yes.
But I was advised to change it to more mainstream kind of thing, so that's how we got to Stress Less.
Gotcha. Wow. So it's definitely been a progression, you know.
Yes. It has been a long process of learning how meditation helps you be mindful. But first, I studied the mindfulness part.
Okay. So what outcomes have you seen in others as it relates to stress and meditation?
The reports that I have gotten, both from the women in the class, as well as the students that I work for, that I work with in a middle school, the moms in general are just relieved to take a break. And it's, in their minds, it's always been, they find it useful to take the break from the everyday, the stress or the yelling or the argument or the worry or the everything that goes along with being a mom. And
yes.
So in my classes, I do both meditation and mindfulness and relaxation, because having a meditation practice takes practice, and it's kind of a little bit of work. So when people come to the class, they always leave saying how much more relaxed they are than when they came originally. But over the time of learning a meditation, they find that their mindfulness practice during the day will help them be better moms. That's been one of the most satisfying things that people have told me about. But I yell a lot less, because after meditating, I can see when I'm getting angry. I have space there between the emotion and what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So when a mom tells you, I was going to lose my cookies all over these kids today, and I didn't because I was mindful, is like, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yes. And I think when you're doing it enough, you start to notice, something's feeling different with me. You know, what's different here? And, like, you just kind of, like, even though you're dealing with what you're dealing with, you know, you start to notice, hey, something feels different, something feels off, or where am I at? You know, like, you kind of take a pulse over time and see where you are. And you can make the choice to change that direction, you know, because you have to acknowledge that this is me. I'm doing this. I'm in control as well.
Mm-hmm. And I loved in your introduction where you said how stress and all of that is fear, and it doesn't have to be in control. It, you can step away. I loved when you said that about, now I forgot what it was you said, but I noticed it because it was that moment, that pause where they're just thoughts. It's not reality. Your thoughts create these different realities if you follow them. But you don't have to follow those thoughts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like it's almost present. Okay. You know, and separating yourself. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. Okay. Well, you know, it's really cool, like you said, because it comes about once you start trying a formal meditation practice, which also does not need to be, you know, sitting on a cushion with your legs crossed an hour and a half, which I think is a misconception of
right.
what meditation is. But if you practice for 5 minutes a day, you will, if you practice returning to your breathing and simply allowing your brain to focus on the present moment, like you said, not worrying about the future, not worrying about the past, you will find that there becomes space. The space grows between you and all of these stories that we tell ourselves and the actions you take, and then you get to choose. And that's the coolest thing.
Yes. That's absolutely awesome. And and it comes in time. And the only last thing I want to say is that meditation time, that time away is such an energizer. You know, I remember walking out, even though I'm more relaxed, I'm also more energized, and I feel like I have a lot more that I can, you know, take on or deal with, or I just feel definitely recharged. So I thank you for that. I thank you. And
you're welcome.
So we want to invite the audience to call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And now we're going to go move on in our conversation here with Kathy Gittleman. So let's talk a little bit more about the class that you give monthly. Can you tell us about like the time-wise and the length and kind of what you do, kind of walk us through that, because it's pretty fantastic.
Well, thank you. Well, like I said, I created the class at the time mostly for moms because we have separate issues than dads. You know, and started it being kind of I'm a therapist, so it started out having tea and just talking about things, talking about what's stressing you out and what's bothering you, and then, or what's good, you know, we celebrate that too, and then we will go into the relaxation part, because everybody, you know, we get some camaraderie, we get some togetherness, you know, and then we go into doing the relaxation, which is the progressive muscle relaxation that you spoke about, which is deep breathing and tensing muscles and then releasing the muscles along with the breath. And then after people are settled in a relaxed kind of way, and they can do it laying down or sitting up, then we start sort of a formal meditation practice where we watch our breath, we watch our thoughts as they come across our brain, because that's what our brains do, create thoughts and warnings for us, and that's where the meditation practice comes in. And then I also sometimes, depending on what's going on in the group or the ladies, are talking about, sometimes we will use visualization of that relaxing place you like to be, or sometimes I'll do a loving kindness meditation, because we're all beaten up on ourselves a little bit and we need a little love. So we'll do that. Sometimes we'll use affirmations telling us that, you know, who we are as women and as mothers and daughters and wives is good enough, you know, so we use those kinds of meditations. So I use so many different tools in the moment of the group based on the talking that we do and kind of what is going on with the group. So that is pretty much we do the relaxation and we do the meditation and we do any visualization or affirmations or loving kindness messages for ourselves. I have everybody take a moment and journal what happens for them. So that is the process of class.
Wonderful. That's what it is, you guys. I'm telling you, it is just impact of goodness. So I think at
Thank
this
you.
Time,
well, you know, it's great because I'm sorry, people always, and I was always this way too. Like I want to go have a massage, and you help me relax, and then I'm good, right? But over the years, I've discovered. Yeah, doesn't really work that way. I had a massage, and then I drove home. It was over. So that's why in my class, I do the relaxation, because people come there to get relaxed. But then I also try and teach how to do the meditation so people can do it at home, so it lasts longer than that half-hour massage, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, I think now we have a track by Brother O. Okay, we're back. This is Awakening the Goddess with your host, Lena Blue. And tonight we have an interview with Kathy Gittleman, who is teaching us how to reduce our stress and learn about meditation. So I wanted to go back to the night, your class in person. I just wanted to paint a little picture because it really sets the scene for kind of, you know, what you were describing in your class. Like, you come in, there's these mats on the floor, there's blankets, and you get comfortable, there's tea, and then there's these nice little white Christmas lights up, and then when we get into meditation and after our journaling, the lights go down, and it's just like, and there's music playing, so it's a whole relaxing scene, and Kathy really sets the table for that to happen. So that's just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Lena. I appreciate it. It is so much love because I just think it's so important.
It is. It is important that we, you know, as we're learning more and more that self-care is so important. And, you know, this avenue just gives us, you know, and it is focused on women, to a chance to, you know, be loving to ourselves and each other. So that's what's really great about that.
Absolutely. And, we have things to share.
Yeah, we do. And sometimes people fall asleep, so I thought that was great.
That is true. Sometimes people do fall asleep. Well, and that is the thing about meditation also, is that we, you know, in my class, I try to give a sampling of progressive muscle relaxation that you can do at home so you can fall asleep, because that really gets into the body and helps the muscles relax. And we also learn about the technique of meditation. So
I think I heard you mention you use one of the techniques you mentioned is loving kindness. Can you explain a little bit about what that is? And why you use it?
Oh, sure. A loving kindness meditation is a pretty generic kind of guided meditation where you envision somebody that you care about, you know, and you gather that feeling that you have for that person. And in essence, through the entire meditation, that saying that, you know, you should take your own advice, you're really good at caring about your friends, but you don't use that same kind voice for yourself, that's what a loving kindness meditation is. It starts out with you talking to someone you love and eventually brings the words back around so you are saying them to yourself, giving yourself patience, giving yourself understanding, forgiving yourself for whatever, you know, mistakes you feel badly about. These are things that often, especially as women, we don't allow ourselves the time and energy to do, to give ourselves love and kindness and patience and forgiveness.
Right. There's just so much pressure to, you know, make sure we're good moms and wives and, you know, we're good at our jobs, that we put a lot of extra pressure on ourselves. So that is exactly what we need to do. Is just be a little bit more forgiving with ourselves.
Yeah.
And next,
you use that kind voice that you do for yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
And now, this is one of the things I was most excited about when I was planning this class and talking to you is, can you give us or explain, give us a demo and also explain that progressive muscle release technique? Can you just give us a little bit of a snippet about that, because that is I had never seen that before I came to your class.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
That's unusual. Okay. Wow. My goodness. Okay. Because it's actually a very old-fashioned idea. I can you through it if you want to do a mini demo, like you said, because that's truly the only way that you can understand it and how it feels. I can explain all the physiology to you, but that's boring. So why don't we just take a minute or two? And wherever you are, get comfortable. Just sit back in your chair and take just a moment to take a deep releasing breath, breathing in and breathing out. And we're going to do some tensing of our muscles. So crunching up all the muscles in your face, clenching up your eyebrows, closing your eyes real tightly, clenching your jaw. And we're going to go down to making a fist. So your face and your fist. Squeeze those really tight and take a deep, deep, deep breath all the way in. And let go of the breath. And let the muscles relax. Let your fingers and let them just relax. Allow any leftover tension in your forehead. Smooth. Let your muscles be soft. No stress in your jaw. And one more time, we're going to tense and release. As you tense up the muscle, bringing the breath in and then releasing the breath and the muscles. And this time, I think, we're going to go for the whole body. Let's just do it all at the same moment. So, tensing up your face, your shoulders, your fists, sides, your toes, crunch them up. Take a deep breath all the way in, as deep as you can. And hold it a moment. And release. Stretch your fingers and let them rest. Imagine the tension softening in your muscles. And a few things happen physiologically when we do this. The deep breath automatically stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system. It tells your body all is well. You don't need any stress hormones. And it releases all of that. And then the tensing allows you to sweep away the big and little muscle fiber that are firing because you are worried about something in the future, that release, tensing them all and releasing them, allows you to continue a physical relaxation. And while the deep breath helps your mind be part of this relaxation as well. Taking a deep breath all the way in. And just letting it out. Allowing your body to soften and give in your gravity.
Wow. So that is the progressive muscle release technique. You guys, that was fantastic. You know, I felt released. So I hope you guys. And and this would say at this point we have another track, and DJ Olasky, take us away.
I love it.
Ain't no way to do it if you
Okay, and we're back now, the Awakening the Goddess, and our interview with tonight with Kathy Gittleman, and we're working on meditation to reducing our stress. So our next question, Kathy, is let's talk about mindfulness and how does that disconnect us from stress, you know, that stress monster that we all have on our back sometimes. Like, how does mindfulness do that?
Well, it's funny because you said it in your opening. If you are mindful of what is happening in this very moment, I'm washing the dishes and the water is warm, and now that I turned the water off, my hands need lotion. If you're being mindful, if you're working out and you can feel which muscles are moving and you're really in tune with paying attention to how the muscle feels while you're going for a walk, or if you're really in tune with how the sky looks or how the trees are moving, in that moment, your brain has a true break from what you're worried about in the future and what you're possibly frustrated about in the past. And that's the whole point. Just
yes.
Having a moment of now.
Awesome. So now we're going to have our first caller in the queue. Welcome to the Awakening Goddess Show with Lena Blue. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace. This is the Magic Man, Ashley Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru, calling currently from Nashville, Tennessee. I just want to say how much I'm enjoying the show. Definitely love your powerful energy. Honor to your very special guest. And this is something that's definitely in the right direction when we start to internalize certain things that wasn't previously taught. And as a master sound therapist and sound healer, I also want to offer my humble advice that here's the difference. Most people have been taught how to pray, okay? But very few people have been taught the true science of meditation and things like that. So I give thanks to your special honor guest for coming on and blessing us tonight. And the only thing difference, a lot of people who might be religious in mind, not necessarily spiritual, that they might fear that, okay? But it's nothing to fear because it's only a slight difference. And my input is for those who have been told to pray, right, you're using more of your verbal faculties. And meditation is exactly the same thing but opposite. With meditation, we're using the silent voice and the silent approach. You still can internalize and hear the voice on the inside that resonates with the things that's happening on the outside as far as universal affairs. So that's the only thing I definitely want to take time to add on to that.
Thank you so much for calling in, Brother Huni. 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Huni Bakatun. Thank you so much. And if you could also let us know when your show will be broadcasting next and the name of your show, please.
Yes, I am the host. Thank you so much. I am the host of We Will Aware You. Matter of fact, my next advancement, because no more time for lessons, it will be on May 6th, which just happened to be my fourth year of being with this great network of ONE Dynasty. So come on and celebrate along with me. I'll be having some very special guests. I mean, even within my celebration, I'm still going to take time and do the work that I have incarnated here to do. And I got some very special guests, and I will be speaking about a solution to some of our many problems. So definitely tune into that. It'll be on a Thursday at 9:30 on May 6th. Thank you.
Thank you. And you guys, make sure you call in for Brother Huni. Support him. 4 years. That's amazing. Okay, and now we have caller two in the queue. Welcome to the Awakening the Goddess Show with Lena.
Hi, Lena. This is Mo. How are you?
Hi, Mo. How are you?
I am okay. I love your topic.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm so glad you called in. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, how is meditation different from concentration or self-hypnosis? I can't tell the difference. Because a lot of people do the self-hypnosis thing, and they tell me that that's supposed to be relaxing, and I haven't done well with that.
So, Kathy, do you want to take?
I'll try, Lena. I am actually not sure. I have never done self-hypnosis, so I cannot speak to how they're. The best thing I can think of is that I suppose when you are doing self-hypnosis, you are watching yourself be the same as in meditation. I'm not really sure.
That's an interesting question.
It was just something that came up because I was sitting back thinking about what when you were saying, you know, you can feel your arms, your legs, and things like that. They tell you the same things in self-hypnosis, and I was like, well, what's the difference? I just really wasn't getting the difference.
That is a great question, and I feel like I'm going to go research that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Mo. Again.
Okay.
All right. You too. Okay, we have our caller 3 in the queue. Welcome to the Waking the Goddess. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm enjoying the show. This is Tara Strength. How are you doing, Lena Blue?
I'm excellent, Tara Strength, who is the 2020 Linear New Host.
I'm really enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying your show, and your guest is outstanding. I just want to say that little meditation she went through, the breathing exercise, I think it lowered my blood pressure about 2 ticks. Just listening to that, to be honest.
Me too.
I just wanted to ask her, you know, you were talking earlier about people meditating and falling asleep. Do you have any advice for young meditators in terms of staying awake and not falling asleep? I remember when I started meditating, I would pass out and be snoring. Like, what causes that? Do you have any technique to help us, to give us advice on how to prevent that from happening? I was going to a place down in Philly, and I was meditating with a group of people and everything. And we would go there, and they would have the music and everything. And we would go and do these meditations, and it was like 3 of us, and we would all fall asleep. And then wake up. Like, do you have advice on how to avoid that?
Well, it's funny because sometimes, you know, what I tell the ladies in the group is, well, you know, if you fell asleep, you know what you needed to sleep. So there's like self-forgiveness in that too. Like, okay, I needed to sleep. That's how you can show some loving kindness to yourself without beating yourself up. Because I know that everybody who falls asleep in my class beats themselves up. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But my experience has been, and lots of people's experience that I took my classes with when I was getting my certificate in teaching mindfulness, you know, if you create for yourself a steady practice, you will come to a point of, in your mind, you know that you are about to fall asleep. And you will, because you can, there will be enough space there between your observing yourself and observing your breath and the actual falling asleep. So the only suggestions I have are to keep practicing. The more you practice meditating, the more space you will create between yourself and your thoughts and your feelings and things like falling asleep. So the more you practice meditation, the less often you will allow yourself to go to sleep, because you'll be so busy watching yourself breathe and watching yourself, watching your thoughts go by, that it will be enough space and interesting enough that you won't fall asleep, because you have 10 more minutes on your timer. So really, it's just the practicing of meditation that will bring you out to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, I mean, that certainly helps. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for
that. I hope so.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for calling. And at this point,
Lena, do you have another caller?
No, now it's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that came on this program tonight. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your views and your instrument of love to everyone out here that listens on this network tonight. Lena Blue has personal situations that she has to attend to, so that's why we have to end this show early. And we all understand that. What a great, great show, you know, a great body of work, and we are very happy for Lena Blue here. And On E Dynasty, tomorrow night on these stations, we come back with Strictly Business with E. Davis tomorrow night. And a wonderful show, and she's going to help you save your money and invest your money to have generational wealth for all people. That's tomorrow night, Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these stations. And, of course, Devin Nation is advertising to On E, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that. Devnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Awakening the Goddess, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele. That goes for my and gmail.com and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. All the folks that's rooting for Sister Bessie and I for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, I as producer, her as broadcaster, keep your prayers in order, and everything's going to be okay. Now, for the next 2 minutes of the program, Lena Blue.
Thank you. Meditation is something that we can do alone. We find a quiet corner and go inward. But meditation is also fun when you're in a group setting, like with Kathy's class. The feeling of being connected transmits whether you're alone, on a Zoom call, or in person. If you're looking to attend a meditation as a group, I'd certainly recommend doing it as a group, such as with the class, like Stresses for Women. You won't be disappointed. And then finally, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening and joining in the conversation tonight. Feel free to reach out to me via Facebook, my Facebook group, Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue, or on my website at awakeningthegoddessshow.squarespace.com. And lastly, remember, we must learn to love everyone, everything, and everywhere. Good night, and take good care.